Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. The NAMM Foundation is working to assure that all children have the opportunity to learn and grow with music, and that music is part of daily living for everyone. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hi, this is Mary Lurson, Executive Director of the NAMM Foundation, and I wanted to talk to you briefly today about ESSA, the Federal Education Act, called the Every Student Succeeds Act. I want to share a couple of thoughts about the remarkable transition period that we're currently in when school, community leaders, and states are going through the transition to ESSA. This school year, 2016-17, is a year of remarkable change. You could call it a mighty churn of education policy, from federal oversight of education content and quality to accountability by states and local communities. So the time is really now for local advocates to be involved in this process. And I want to share the context of some of the current change, what is happening in states and local communities, and how music education advocates can be involved. Parents, teachers, school administrators, and community leaders can do so many things right now to be part of this change. So for starters, ESSA, the Every Student Succeeds Act, is the new national education law that sets policy and direction for education goals for every child in America. As national policy, ESSA outlines goals for education for every child regardless of where they live, what their economic circumstances are, or their racial or ethnic backgrounds. It is an important aspirational document, thus its title, Every Student Succeeds, as well as a policy document. It replaces No Child Left Behind, which was for 15 years was our federal oversight policy instrument. We no longer will have the term core academic subject, nor will AYP, or annual yearly progress, be in place that place punitive rankings on schools and communities for their outcomes and their assessments. However, under ESSA, student achievement data will continue to be reported to the federal agency, the U.S. Department of Education, in the sub-areas of reading and math, and states will be required to set accountability measures to assure that school climate and curriculum are rigorous and available to all students, thus providing equal opportunity for education. The Federal Education Agency, the U.S. Department of Education, will require needs assessment, and they're requiring these needs assessment now, and the setting of accountability measures for each state. Thus, the time is now to be involved with the state networks and the State Department of Education to assure that opportunities in all states for all students for music and arts education are included in these state-level plans. So we start with what is available to us in the federal law itself, and that is that music has been included in the federal law's definition of a well-rounded education. And this is an unprecedented listing for music and the arts as part of education priority. And we need to be leveraging off of this information and what the law is telling us is important for an education for every child. It's in the law, it's in the language of the law, and the language of the law in terms of what constitutes well-rounded flows down into all the requirements for needs assessment and the opportunities for funding and use of federal funds. So the first thing that we need to do in our work as advocates is to remind our state departments of education, reinforce what's in the law of our local education leaders, that In the law, music and the arts are considered and are codified as a well-rounded subject, and every student needs to have access to a well-rounded subject as part of the requirements and the policy recommendation of ESSA. This is a very strong place to stand on, and we need to reinforce this in our conversations with local education leaders, as well as our contacts in our state departments of education. So what are states doing as they work on this transition opportunity for the development of ESSA policies in states? Throughout the country, state education departments are hosting listening tours within their states to hear from local citizens and counties and cities and rural areas about what is valuable and important to them as the new policies are being set. They are having town hall meetings throughout states. And we found dates and we have information about this, and I'll share this with you in terms of where you can find this yourself. Well, they are having meetings with State Department of Education staff throughout states, and they are hosting open comment periods and surveys on websites of state departments. So it is very important that you're tuning in to your State Department of Education website, and you are looking for the process for these open comment and listening tours, and you are participating. I urge all music and arts education supporters to log their opinions into this process and state unequivocally that music and arts must be available to all students as part of the well-rounded mandate coming from ESSA, and that the benefits of music education are especially relevant to students who may be challenged by access due to economic circumstances, and that state accountability plans must include measures and assessments to assure that all children have access to music and arts education. These are things that you can express now to state boards of education and to state departments of education through the various means of open comment periods. ESSA also requires that every state establish a committee of practitioners that advises the State Board of Education and the State Department of Education on this transition period. You probably can find out who is serving on this committee of practitioners via your state's Department of Education website. This group of individuals is also available to you for comments. They'll be seeking your comments, and you can share your comments and your information about the value of music education for every child during this transition period. Don't hesitate to be active. This is a time for us to be very expressive about what we care about for music education for every child. This is also a time for you to share your individual concerns, but also, maybe more importantly, to join and be part of a network of advocates in your state. If you aren't connected with a network currently, you can check out Americans for the Arts website for statewide information. Many networks and activities are being formed. And at NAM, we are ramping up a state advocacy network called the Coalition on Coalitions. Currently, there are NAM members revving up networks in 11 states. You can check out our Coalition on Coalitions activity at nam.org, Issues and Advocacy tab, and more states are coming online each month. Our NAM and NAM Foundation staff are eager to help you get connected to a network. So find us through our website, and we'll help you if you haven't been able to connect with a network. Our colleagues at the National Association for Music Education at nafme.org are also working with state music education associations to advocate for state plans and accountability systems. We'd be happy to help you connect with those folks as well. Now, I know this song all sounds a bit wonky and maybe seem a heavy lift to actually be part of policy making in your state. And the change will be guided by staff at your State Department of Education. They ultimately will be doing the work, and each state's governor will be signing off on the plans. But your voice really does matter now, and you can make comments, and you can be part of a network where the values and the importance of music education for every child can be expressed. So this is the time to be involved. Now, much is being said about the option within ESSA to tap federal title monies to support well-rounded education subjects, including music and the arts. This is true, and the option to use these funds for well-rounded subjects is explicit in the way the law is written. A few points of context, however. First, federal funds are required to supplement state and local funding for education and not supplant the responsibility of state and local funds for education. So it's important to remember that funding for music and arts education will probably continue to be primarily the focus of local and state funding, all the more reason to be advocating in your state and local communities. However, where opportunities for music education does not currently exist, or if opportunities for music education to be expanded to meet the needs of more students, then the use of federal title funds and for music education should be vigorously pursued by school administration and leaders. And these people need your advocacy and support to pursue the use of these funds. Advocacy and the use of these funds go hand in hand. This is also true for the funding that will be available through Title IV program in ESSA. Although the actual amount of dollars that will be available in this fund is currently being debated, ultimately these funds can be used for strategies that include music education that improve school climate, parental participation, and student engagement. And as we all know, there's nothing rocks a school better or engages students and creates a great climate for a school than a great music education program. So let's sum it up. Your voice and participation as a lover of music education and a music education advocate are more important now more than ever this fall 2016 and in the school year ahead. We have prepared a new brochure at the NAM Foundation, a guide to ESSA and music education advocacy, and in it, we recommend the following. First, reinforce to school principals, administrators, school leaders, community leaders, fellow music education advocates, teachers, what is in the law that music is included as a well-rounded education and must be available to all students as part of the goals of ESSA and equality for all students. Second, remind about the value and benefits of music and arts education, that every child in every school benefits when music education is part of the school day and part of the curriculum. If you need some information and research about the data and the data-driven research about the value of music education, there's some wonderful resources available at, again, our partners at Americans for the Arts, artsusa.org, and the National Association for Music Education, NAFME.org, and at the NAM Foundation. Many times, a bit of research about the value that it brings to children can change the conversation and can change the impetus or desire for music education. We also have a study at NAM Foundation called Striking a Chord that overwhelmingly shows that both parents and teachers support the value and the inclusion of music in the curricula as part of the school day and available to every child. Again, this data can help you make the case for music during this transitional time. And the third thing is to request a very careful review of the role of music and arts education as states are setting their needs assessment for students and their accountability plans that will be shared with the U.S. Department of Education. And in these accountability plans, they are actually reviewing and counting and assessing the opportunity that children have to learn music and arts education during the school day as part of every school in the state. and that there's a consideration to use federal title money, Title I and Title IV, to expand music education opportunities for students who are currently underserved, or to help solve problems of students' retention and desire and the energy of a school building to create success for all students. Your action now for music and arts education is important and can make a difference. Join a network. Write a comment on the State Department of Education website. And when available, write to your governor's office with your own story about the meaning of music education opportunity in your life, and that this opportunity should be available to every student in the state. The mighty churn of education reform happening during this transition year of ESSA is our chance to let our voices be heard for the value and importance of music and arts education for every child. Please be sure you are part of this national network. Join us at the Support Music Coalition at the NAM Foundation. Get involved at namfoundation.org. You can find us there. And remember, together, we keep music education strong. Thank you for joining me for this brief update about ESSA. And I hope you can join us at the NAM Foundation, be part of our efforts this year ahead with Support Music Coalition, and join us on our podcast for our next episode at Talking at Music Education. Thank you.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary LNAMM.